Financial services company Investec has introduced a new leave and dress policy for its South African employees. The leave system will enable employees to choose when they take leave while ensuring they deliver on their agreed deliverables. While the dress policy speaks to employees being given the discretion to work out how they should dress depending on the kind of day they're going to have and the type of stakeholders they're likely to interact with on the day. To tell us more about the new policies, I'm joined on the line by Leslie Ann Gatter. She's Head of Human Resources at Investec South Africa. Thanks very much for coming on the show, Leslie Ann. So just tell us the details of these two new policies and when they come into effect.
Okay, so Investec adopted two new policies with regards to our people practices. The first relates to our dress code, and the second around our leave policy. In terms of our dress code, it's effective immediately, and we launched it to staff last week in a huge town hall that we had an unbelievable attendance at. And the real emphasis there is that people should dress for their day. We are not relaxing the dress code. We're not telling people that they don't have to dress up in the environment. Instead, we're saying assess your day, use a high degree of freedom, and be an adult to understand what's happening in your environment on that day, and then dress accordingly. And in terms of our leave, we've gone to a new policy of saying that there is flexible leave in our environment. And we're using the word flexible and high degrees of flexibility specifically to say employees are not constrained by an accrual or a maximum amount of days that they can have in a year, but rather that high performers need more time, high performers need to have a sense of well-being and space to replenish. And so we are no longer going to constrain people by a maximum leave day allotment, but rather that they can have freedom around when and how they take leave in a very flexible way.
Sounds very, very progressive indeed. So how will management manage the possibility of people not following the spirit of the flexibility given to them? I mean, for example, when it comes to the dress code, your idea of smart casual may not necessarily be the next person's and could potentially bring the company into disrepute if they don't dress properly, in inverted commas. So how do you police that?
Right. So I think there's two parts to that question. The first part is that we have said around dress specifically that people should think for themselves. They should really assess their day and what their day has in store. And if your day is behind a computer and you are programming or you are doing a specific piece of work you can dress in a more casual way. If your day is in front of clients, put on a suit and tie if that's what's appropriate. But there'll be many iterations and different combinations that would be appropriate. Our only guideline really is that you need to dress in line with the brand. And we spend a lot of time inside Investec communicating what our brand stands for.
Yes.
That it is sophisticated, that it is premium, that it has a certain allure to it, and that inside our building at any one time there are regulators, there are clients, there are suppliers, there are candidates for employment. And think about your impact on them.
Mm.
And then let people make decisions. The second part of the question is that we aren't looking to police people. We want Investec, and it always has been, a very adult environment, again, with high degrees of freedom inside it. And we believe in honest and open dialogue. We always have. And so we would simply have honest and open conversations with people where we felt that the dress was in some way compromising the brand or the individual's brand.
Mm.
So we would be keen to engage in those kinds of conversations. But by and large, we're looking to have more freedom in the environment than less.
One of the things I noted in your report was that a large proportion of women do tend to leave the financial services sector type of jobs because of the demands made on their time as they try to balance their work, family, children obligations. Are you hopeful the new policies, especially around leave, will better ensure your ability to retain particularly female talent?
Yeah, we're hoping that it retains obviously all talent and that all people who find the constraints of a working day and a working environment will benefit from the kinds of flexibility that we're going to be offering and that we are thinking about. Particularly, we think that there is a huge amount of women out there who are exceptional talent, have been in organizations like ours, and have exited the organization because it can't accommodate their needs.
Yes.
We are importantly, though, also focused on, and always focused on, high performance. So we believe that output's very important. We don't want to remunerate employees. We don't want to praise employees for the time they spend at work. We rather want to praise and remunerate and incentivize employees for their output.
Yes.
And so irrespective of whether you're a working mum or you are somebody who's only dedicated to your career, the same treatment applies to everyone. We want output. Hmm. We're after output. We're after value creation. We're not after your time.
Understood.
And so if there can be an arrangement that suits people like this, absolutely.
Hmm. So ahead of these policies, these new policies, has Investec previously had flexibility around people working from home? What with the technological advances that we now enjoy? And one's performance can easily be observed remotely, like you've just said.
Right. So, yes. Investec has always said that it's not a clock-watching environment, that it does want high degrees of flexibility, and that, as I keep repeating, it loves freedom inside the environment. What we believe is that we've had policies that have been the antithesis of freedom. We've said, we've espoused and purported that we like freedom, but actually our policies have been slightly constraining to employees.
Hmm.
So what we're looking now to do is really actualize on that freedom. So I would say yes, we have had flexibility in the past, and employees have been able to go to a cricket match or be in another location and do work or not as they've needed to. I think what we haven't had possibly is consistency across the group.
Yes.
around that. And it would depend on the role, the leader, the timing, the workload. And now what we're looking to do is drive a much bigger degree of consistency so that it's not at too much discretion, but rather is the rights of all employees, and then how it gets implemented is negotiated and debated.
Mm. In terms of consistency across the group, do you already have these human resource policies implemented in the United Kingdom as well?
No, we don't. South Africa is leading the way on behalf of the group, which is really exciting. And our UK colleagues are especially interested in what we've done and are going to work with what we've done in meaningful ways pretty soon.
Are you a first in South Africa in terms of this flexibility?
So where we are first is that there are other organisations that have employed some of the notion of flexible or unlimited leave already, but they've only done it for their executive or their senior management. We are doing it for the entire organisation, irrespective of role, irrespective of seniority. Investec's always purported an egalitarian environment, and we would only do this when it affects everybody from the CEO down to people who are entry level in the organisation. So that is where we absolutely are the first.
Mm, excellent stuff. That was Leslie Ann Gatter. She's the head of human resources at Investec South Africa.